Easterly Hall at War, written by Margaret Graham and read by Katie Sobey.
Chapter 1. Easterly Hall Auxiliary and Convalescent Hospital, Christmas, 1914. Evie Forbes muttered, "Aye, well, what are we going to do about this kettle of fish?" She and Mrs. Moore, the head cook, stood at the huge deal table in the kitchen of Easterly Hall, looking across at the two men who were cluttering up the place. Both women were trying not to cringe at the noise as one man stabbed a knife in and out of the sharpener, while the other stood at the range, scraping a spatula across the frying pan as he flipped onions. It was a kitchen in which Evie had been learning her trade as assistant cook since 1909, and nothing had prepared her for this. Easterly Hall had been a private house pre-war, but the owner, Lord Brampton, eager to be seen to be supporting the war effort, had ordered his daughter, Lady Veronica, to set up the hospital for the war wounded on the premises. He and his good lady, however, immediately decamped to their more peaceful homes in London and Leeds to better oversee his steelworks, coal mines, brickworks, munitions, and the resulting profits. Man and wife were not missed. Evie felt Mrs. Moore's touch on her shoulder.
"Well, young Evie, I hear the vegetables calling. They need counting out for luncheon, so I'll leave you to sort out this little mess. Jack's your brother, after all."
She hobbled off, on feet beset with rheumatism, to the vegetable store at the other end of the vast kitchen. Evie grinned, her hands on her hips.
"So kind."
Her mind was still half on Bastard Brampton, as he was known, who had sent a demand for hampers of home farm produce to be delivered to his London house post-haste. This had not yet happened, so no doubt they'd receive a telephone call in the near future. At least that was one problem she would not have to deal with, and Lady Veronica had become adept at clicking the receiver rest and complaining of a terrible line before hanging up on his bellows. As Mrs. Moore joined the cluster of kitchen volunteers in the vegetable store, Jack, Evie's elder brother, dark-haired, dark-eyed, with a pitman's scars, stabbed ever more savagely in and out of the sharpener in the corner. How could he not notice that the shrieks were a million times worse than chalk on a board? But why would he, when he'd spent the last 4 months playing silly buggers on the front line in Belgium and northern France, with God knows what noise and mayhem all around? And what was he really seeing as he stabbed that knife? Evie shut her mind to it, and instead checked the cooking implements laid out on the table ready for the Christmas luncheon preparations, glancing at the clock, then at Annie, the kitchen assistant, who had just entered with cranberries from the housekeeper's preserve pantry. She placed the jars on the table, shaking her head at Evie, pointing at the clock and mouthing,
"Come on, pet, sort it out."
She hurried out, heading for the preserve pantry again. At that moment, Jack dropped the knife, cursed, recaptured it from the flagstoned floor, and stabbed once more. Evie knew she must do something, but instead, she found herself staring from her brother to Lieutenant the Honourable Auberon Brampton, the owner's blonde son and Jack's superior officer, who was stirring instead of flipping. Her instructions to him had been to leave the onions alone to sauté gently for the turkey and chicken stuffing. There was a pause as Jack examined the knife. Then, Mr. Auberon, as they called him, returned to flipping the onions, which had begun to burn. As she looked, the smoke rose ever more black, greasy and acrid. How could he not notice, staring as he was? Both men appeared absorbed. But in what? Evie felt a huge sadness at their hunched shoulders, their old faces, when they were both only 24.